Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
The Above and Beyond Disciple. It is nearly impossible to overstate how fearful Christians in the first century were of the Jewish zealot named Saul of Tarsus. Saul called himself extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers, Galatians chapter 1, verse 14, as he sought to seek out and destroy all who were followers of the way. Not only was he personally bent on his ruthless mission, but he had the full sanctioning of the Sanhedrin, Acts chapter 8, verse 3, and chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. This is the religious body that had successfully goaded Pontius Pilate into crucifying Jesus. So you can imagine the apprehension in Ananias' heart when Jesus calls him to visit with Saul after he had encountered Jesus for himself. Ananias said, "I've heard all about this man and the harm he has done, and I also know he has come to my city with the authority to drag Christians off to prison," Acts chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. Ananias' interaction with Jesus seems to me to echo the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is as if Ananias is praying, "Is there another way? But not my will, but yours be done, Lord." See Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Ananias is called a disciple of Jesus in Acts chapter 9, verse 10, and Paul even refers to him later as a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews, chapter 22, verse 12. In other words, Ananias is an early church leader. What he does or doesn't do here will set the pace for other Christians. So I love the fact that Ananias didn't just begrudgingly do only what Jesus instructed him, but he said and did only what Christ's love could empower him to say and do. Jesus told Ananias to lay his hands on Saul and pray for the restoration of his sight, chapter 9, verse 12. Ananias did more. He laid his hands on him in such a loving way, chapter 9, verse 17, that Luke uses the same word as when Jesus laid his hands on people for their healing. See Luke chapter 13, verse 13. Ananias even called him Brother Saul. Jesus told Ananias to simply pray for Saul's physical healing. But Ananias did more. He prayed for Saul to be baptized in the Holy Spirit as well, chapter 9, verse 17, and chapter 22, verse 13. Jesus told Ananias what his plan was for Saul's ministry, but he didn't tell Ananias that he had to repeat that to Saul. Ananias did more. He reaffirmed to Saul what Jesus had already said to him and encouraged him to get up, be baptized, and begin to do what Jesus had told him to do, chapter 9, verses 15 through 16, and chapter 22, verses 14 through 16. When Ananias called Saul brother, he used the term that fellow Christians used for each other. See Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. That means that Ananias is the first one to recognize the genuine conversion of Saul the persecutor to Saul the Christian. When the love of Jesus is in us, we will not be looking for ways to begrudgingly obey what Jesus tells us, but we cannot wait to lavishly do more loving things out of the overflow of Christ's love in us. What a fantastic example Ananias has given all of us who call ourselves Christians.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com. which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.